AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. As investigators dig deeper into the lives of a Muslim couple who killed 14 people at a holiday party this week in Southern California, citizens in San Bernardino, where the mass shooting occurred, have held a candlelight vigil for the victims. City Attorney Gary Sands says San Bernardino will bounce back.
Though we are a bankrupt city and now a terrorized city, we will not be beaten.
Lieutenant Mike Madden, the first police officer on the scene Wednesday, told reporters last night that it was like inside the room at the Social Services Center where the carnage occurred.
There were people who were obviously injured and obviously in great amounts of pain. And that was evident in the moans and the wails that we were hearing in the room. It was very loud.
President Obama remembered the victims before he and his family threw the switch on the national Christmas tree Thursday night.
All of us care about them this holiday season. They're in our thoughts, they're in our prayers.
Police say one person has been injured after a shooting inside a suburban Chicago Walmart store. That appears to be an isolated incident. Just when it looked like the Lions were going to be eaten Thursday night in football, the Green Bay Packers stormed back to beat Detroit 27-23 on a Hail Mary pass from Aaron Rodgers with no time on the clock.
I felt good about being able to throw in the end zone from the 40. So I just kind of looking at the rush and moving around. Guys did a good job of holding their blocks, and I knew once I got outside the right, I was going to be able to set up and throw.
The win was especially sweet. It occurred on Aaron Rodgers' 32nd birthday. This is AP Radio News. The Senate has invited a bill when it vetoed a bill repealing the president's health care law.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the president's law is defined by failure, with Senator John McCain ticking off some of the reasons Republicans view it that way.
Rising premiums, increased health care costs, and reduced access to doctors and hospitals.
Democrats led by Harry Reid have a different view.
The Affordable Care Act expands coverage and cuts costs.
The bill also blocks federal funding for Planned Parenthood for a year. Long before the vote, the White House promised a veto, saying the measure would take away critical benefits and health care coverage. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Congress has approved a sweeping five-year, 1,300-page transportation bill that places new emphasis on eliminating highway bottlenecks to speed up getting goods to market. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.